Welcome to the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. Now enjoy the show. All right, guys, I want to tell you a little bit about Type 1 Lifting. So Type 1 Lifting is a clothing brand that proceeds of the shirts, the hats, and everything else go to the Children's Diabetes Foundation. This whole t-shirt company started from me taking care of a five-year-old girl from the emergency department at the Children's Hospital I worked at in Atlanta for a while back. I thought I needed to do a little bit more than kind of just talk about my story. So this is how I started the clothing line, because I wanted to show people that even though diabetics have this really bad disease, we can still do amazing things in our life. And diabetes won't stop, you know, stop us reaching our goals. So go check out type1lifting.com. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can always reach me out on Instagram. It's type1lifting. And hope you guys enjoy the show. Hey guys, we have a new sponsor for the Type 1 Lifting podcast. The company's called Liberté Lifestyle. So Liberté is a French word meaning freedom, and the company was founded on the desire to have freedom to choose what we want to do with our lives. I actually had the owner, Nicole, on my podcast on episode 28, so if you want to go back and listen to her, she talks about how she started the company and what she wants to do in the future with the company, which is pretty cool. So they actually have knee sleeves, wrist wraps, shirts, shorts. Love the knee sleeves. I have the ice cream knee sleeves and I love them so much. They haven't, the neoprene's still good. The seams haven't split compared to other knee sleeves that I have had in the past. And I'm planning to keep these for a very, very long time. So Nicole actually gave me a promo code for you guys too. So it's all capital letters, T-Y-P-E and the number one. So it's type one. So go to libertelifestyle.com, check out what they have in the store, use the promo code TYPE1, and save some coin. Now let's go to the episode. All right, guys, welcome to a new episode of the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. The Touch and Go gang is back. All four of us are here. Hannah's back. Let's go. So who I have on the top is Xander Falix, bottom, Hannah Hardy. Other bottom is Vic Rodriguez. What's going on, guys?
Happy 3-year anniversary, guys. He's actually been doing this.
I've been doing this for 3 years, which is like absolutely insane. Like just to think about, like, I kind of look back and I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, the amount of people I've talked to on this podcast, and like, I would never get a chance to meet half these people if I didn't have a podcast like this, and come to realize like they're really nice people, you know, they're great people to talk to. I mean, obviously Hannah's been the most, like she has like the most, you know, times she's been on the podcast.
You're trying to say, oh, that's what, yes, you're trying to say. She was the fittest on the podcast, which is also factual.
Well, that's true. So yeah.
That's also what I thought you were actually referring to.
I think Hannah, you've been on the podcast, I think 10 times already.
Man, it hasn't really been that much. That's awesome.
I think that is. Yeah.
I had to let the guys catch up a little bit. That's why I've been MIA.
No, I'm definitely catching up, especially since we got ghosted last week by Nick.
So yeah. So if after this one, I have Nick O'Sullivan coming on next week, and Xander's going to be on that one. So like literally 3 weeks in a row, I have Xander on the next three podcasts.
It's called commitment. Yeah. I have my own apartment, my own room to record. Dedication, hard work.
But I'm looking for this next year to be like, I think I want it to be like the biggest one I've gotten. So when I like with like all the people I've interviewed and all that stuff, like all the new people, I try to get Wad Zombie on here before Scott Schweitzer did, but obviously he went for Scott, which is whatever, it's fine. But yeah, so we got some news to talk about. So obviously Hannah hasn't been here for a while, so I kind of want to see how she's doing, how she's recovering, healing, and all that stuff, and take it away.
Oh man, well, I think the biggest thing is that I'm a doctor now.
No, I'm kidding.
So, no, doctor, she's a doctor. Goes so hard.
3 years later, lots of tears and stress, and all gone.
Oh my gosh, so much stress.
But it's all gone. Do you have any boards or anything left?
No, I have applied for my license, and I'm just waiting for that to come in.
Did you remember to send in the $50 check?
Oh, I did.
There you go.
Nice. See,
that's
nice.
Where people like, it's like, wait, did I? And then it's like the pause there was actually just kind of scary.
No, it was very scary because, well, like I got like a a memo literally the week of graduation that I owed something. And
oh my gosh,
I called the school. I was like, let me pay this immediately. Like, I'm walking Friday, whether you like it or not. And then the lady like followed up with me and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm new here. I'm sorry if I offended you in any way. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. He's like, you caught me at a really bad time. AKA, I just want to get out of here.
That's fair.
But other than that, I think they're good. I'm settling in at Trinity Think Tank. The community is awesome. I'm starting to make friends, which is like also very nice. So all in all, it's been awesome. So kind of getting back into a groove in the holidays, because I was traveling back home to Virginia and then to Charlotte for the New Year's. So other than that, like, I'm pretty set. I get to move into like a new house in the next couple weeks too. So I don't know, I'm adulting.
Crazy.
Welcome.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better.
Good luck with actually having an income for the first time in your lifetime, by the way.
Oh, I'm so excited, guys. Like, I have been living off of like $25, you know, hour classes as a coach, or maybe like the measly winnings I've gotten from winning competitions. So I'm ready for some real money.
She's ready for that half price Applebee's after 9.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
So are there any big splurges that you're going to maybe do once you get like that real, you know, big adulting paycheck?
Oh, I'm going to get a dog. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm in the works.
What kind of dog?
Yeah. Yeah. Talk to us.
I am in the works of getting a golden doodle right now.
Look at you getting
your okay.
Dog.
Okay.
I know. So I like reserved him. I should get him at the end of the month. So it would correspond to when
reserved
I
reserved him. What is this? The sneakers app? You ordered him off Goat or StockX?
Yes. No.
He's like currently on his way for like checking if it's authentic or not.
There's like a
well, no.
There's...
I will. I need to verify that this dog like truly exists. Because
there's like an image. You get a picture. Like W.
Yeah. It's like got him. Just so we're all clear, guys. Hannah found her first dog on Craigslist and is about to get ghosted at a local
Craigslist.
Quick Trip.
I'm pretty sure it's puppies.com. So
that sounds totally legit. I've seen this on Lifetime.
Yeah. This sounds like PayPal request for $250 was sent already.
No, I will go to this sketchy place an hour away.
What's the screen name? Prince_of_Nigeria? Like,
no, I'm pretty sure it's like All Doodles Atlanta. So I'm like, this has to be like a real place.
I'm sorry, that's like a ragtag pasta place.
So where's it at?
It's in Fayetteville.
Oh, that's a hike. Yeah. That's a good distance.
Georgia or North Carolina?
Georgia.
Oh no, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
So I will let you know if something goes wrong, but I'm not gonna just give $400 away.
Are there any landmarks in Fayetteville?
Oh, I have no clue. It just looks like it's by the airport.
Here's the three Fayettevilles that I am currently aware of across the world: Arkansas, Ryan McKay, North Carolina's J. Cole, and apparently potentially Golden Doodles. I'm not confirming this because clearly, like, anybody could be stealing Hannah's money right now. Just
so we're clear. Well, that's probably the amount of money I have in my bank account, so they're not getting that much. They're not getting that far. But
the check bounced.
Yes. So, but yeah, that's going to be my first big girl purchase. And then it probably just saving up for, you know, semifinals in the CrossFit Games. So
ask them if they take Klarna and just do payment plans.
I need that. Just be give them like $25 a month for, you know, the next couple of years.
Four easy payments of $100 a month. Yes.
It's like Chime or Affirm or something like that, or Acorn.
Yes, I can. It's like, man, if they'd probably just like shut the door immediately if I could have given them $400.
So is it gonna be a boy or girl?
And it's gonna be a boy.
Do you have a name?
His name's gonna be Caboose. This is just an inside joke. There's a YouTube series called Red versus Blue.
Yes.
And it was all about like the old Halo games and their custom mode. They found a glitch that if you had them armed with a pistol and you look down, the character actually looks straight ahead. So if you just like move the control up and down, it looks like they're talking. And they just made this whole series about it. And Caboose is like this lovable idiot of a character. And I just think that was an awesome name for a golden.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Awesome. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So Vic, what's up with you? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Things are moving at the speed of light right now. Work is extremely busy and training is going much better than I thought. Yeah, man. I holidays were great. Nephews and nieces were running circles around me. Like literally, like they were just like buzzing all around. That's what they do at that age.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of stayed in for New Year's. Didn't really go out. We just kind of hung back. And for the first time in like years, I stayed up till midnight, which was strange. But we watched Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen or something, because Kim, she was like, oh, I want to see this because you're really funny. And apparently it was just it was actually funny. I was surprised. But yeah, it was a very boring, very laid back and much needed break. And now we're just off to Waterpalooza, fly out Wednesday. And then if we survive that, we get like a little week break. And then we go to TBO at the end of the month in the fancy Des Money, Iowa. So I'm excited for that. And then, of course, the Open coming up is going to be great. So definitely looking forward to this year.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Xander, I already know everything because you were on the show last week. So
yeah, I'm glad like our other people that are a part of today's episode actually showed up. definitely strays fired at Nick O'Sullivan. But yeah, just super excited to watch friends throw down at Waterpalooza this weekend online, and then go to Maine next weekend, and then the following weekend go down to Austin for TFX. So.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So for the guys, how is phase four day one treating you?
I feel fine.
Excuse me.
15.4 sucks, but I built it differently because I did Maffetone. I did math this morning and then warmed up generously to do 15.4 and then immediately 12 minutes to build my one rep max snatch.
My phase four day one looks a little bit different. I'm in the middle of trying to finish up, the Invictus Boston qualifiers. So my morning was the 24 minute AMRAP of 30 wall balls, 30 calorie rows, 60 double unders and 50 foot handstand walk. And might I tell you, don't have a protein shake before that.
I did not.
But buddy, 4 minutes in, I got up and I was like, oh, I'm like, my stomach is crunched from the hinging of the rowing. And then also my stomach is extra crunched from the wall balls from the squatting. And then now my stomach is getting stretched from the handstand walk. And then the double unders are just like spinning it, putting it like in a spin cycle. And I'm like, oh, this is awful. I went back later today. Earlier today now, and I did 15.4 and then did the one rep snatch. 15.4, I've never done it before. So that escalated quickly. Yeah, was not expecting that. Probably should have used a little more chalk and probably should have chalked my thighs, because every time I'm doing the power clean singles, for some reason, as I get a little more tired, the right side just drags a little. And all I do is get straight knurling to the thigh. And I'm like, oh, this is awful. But yeah, other than that, pretty good. Didn't PR my snatch today.
I didn't either. I
shocker.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Like, whoa, it's the first day of the cycle.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I did match my PR, and it was a lot smoother. So I think the work in phase three did actually pay off. The position work that we were doing for snatches. So, I mean, overall, like, yes, like, did I not PR? Of course. But is my snatch technique getting better? Yeah. And I'm getting a lot more comfortable with heavier weights. So now it's just, I'm actually getting to the point where I can feel like, hey, if I get under it and everything's locked out, I'm going to stand it up. Like, my legs are strong enough to do that. But now it's just getting to the point of like, hey, let's make sure this left one just kind of stays fully locked out. And once it does, we're off to the races. So I'm looking forward to this phase a lot.
All right. I was 15 pounds away from my PR snatch. I just didn't have it, which is all right. Yeah. But like for 15.4, I definitely went way over than I did the first time ever doing it.
Well, it's amazing what happens when the standard isn't using your heels to the line. And it's just like, oh yeah, use a box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wildly different workout.
Yeah. It was, I made it to round 15 of the handstand pushups. So was it 15?
Nice.
Yeah. 15 handstand pushups. And so
the rim seems also a dumpster fire.
Yeah. And I was doing sets of three all the time for the cleans.
Yep.
Like I took three, dropped it, went to three back again. So Hannah knows this one. She understands the workout.
No, yeah. I do. That was my first open.
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah.
That
workout sucked in 2015 relative to what it was today. So,
hey, I couldn't even do a handstand pushup. So
I thought I could do handstand pushups at the time. And then Dave Castro fucked me and everybody else in CrossFit.
Oh, well, man.
You know, at least God you guys can cross it.
Yeah.
Not a nice time.
But Hannah, with training Think Tank, because obviously like we all three do Misfits. So what is training going on for you right now?
We have a lot of open-esque Metcons. I mean, of course, just because the open's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been on doing the hatch squat cycle for the past... and maybe like 6 weeks or maybe 2 months. So I'm getting up there in percentages and I did not hit them today. I was pretty sad, but still coming back from the knee injury, the fact that, I mean, I'm like being able to squat over 90% again for reps. Like I'm like, okay, like strength is there still.
Yeah.
So I'm not really complaining. For the workout, it was 2 10-minute AMRAPs back to back without rest, of walking lunges with 80-pound dumbbell barbell for girls, 115 for guys. 15 pull-ups, 20-calorie row for girls, 25 for guys, and then immediately into 10-minute AMRAP, 20 wall balls to a 10-foot target, 2014, 15 chest to bar, 25/20-calorie row. So. Pretty much like one of those where you pace and then it's like a how bad do you want it sort of thing, which, you know, those are my type of Metcons. So and then really just like a lot of accessory work because we're still building positions and, you know, we're trying to peak at semifinals. We're not really trying to peak now. Mm-hmm. So getting some touches to, you know, burn the lungs a little bit, but keeping the whole picture in mind.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to see you in the open. I know you're gonna kill it. So I mean,
it's more of a foregone conclusion.
True.
I think we're just gonna see her at semis.
Yeah.
No. If I could get top 100 again in the open, I'd be pretty psyched.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. So all right. Well, let's talk about some news. Because that's what we're all here for. So supposedly another CrossFit exec left. So this is person number six.
Which person are we referring to?
Hold on. I literally pulled it up. Gary Gaines.
It was Gaines. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The guy from SoulCycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly, like, my take on this is like, I'm the least surprised. And I bet you a lot of those like quick startup guys that came in are probably on their way out.
Yeah.
I think anything that happened from the Glassman buyout to Rosa to, can someone remind me of our new CEO's name, the former Marine?
Donfall.
So
yeah.
I think almost anybody that was in that weird interim period during Rosa and then when Rosa stepped back and took his mental health leave and then before we got Don, I think most of those guys are almost going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they were expecting SoulCycle results and they didn't understand the background of CrossFit.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fair. What's your
thoughts?
No, I mean, I think the same thing. And I mean, I think it's, you know, it's one of those things of, you know, CrossFit is like, we'll always say it's a lifestyle. It's a community. It's not just like this trend go-getter, like goes through like ebbs and flows, anything like that.
And the business model doesn't support that type of what I potentially think they were thinking they were going to get from growth. Because CrossFit doesn't control anything. It's a licensed model.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I mean, yeah, I just like, I really don't think that, I mean, I think like this is going to be like really good because finally we can get an influx of people that will actually care for the company and its growth and understand its vision and like probably are part of the CrossFit community already, which I think is needed at the higher level.
Yeah, agreed. Vic, what you got?
I mean, I just keep looking at CrossFit as a sport and what we're trying to do. And again, like we said, at its core, CrossFit is a lifestyle. So we're always clashing with that same, like those are contradictory like methodologies. Like, oh, it's a lifestyle. No, it's a sport. Well, if
the sport of CrossFit does not support CrossFit lifestyle and affiliates. It's more of a marketing campaign to like hopefully get people to attend an affiliate class and become a member. And that's also the issue that CrossFit's run into is like, how do we, like the biggest issue, like if you're paying a licensing fee is like, how is CrossFit HQ driving people to go into affiliates?
Yeah. Yeah. And what I've noticed, I've actually have been talking to like a C-suite like person for my recruiting job. And so I've heard from him that typically sometimes like the C-suite like physicians, they don't really last that long. They just go to like one place to the next and then kind of, and most of those guys are supposed to like, don't quote me on this, but they may be just like under a contract. They're not like equity. A direct hire. So it's like,
yeah,
and they're equity gainers.
They trying to at least.
Cause yeah.
The hard part is it's like, so like if, does anybody watch Wall Street on, not like the movie, the TV show on HBO Max, the one about Mark Wahlberg?
No.
It mostly like about his businesses and how it works, but F45 is the example. It's like nobody, like either you're taking CrossFit public at some point is which ultimately is the goal, or it's you're doing something else and it's just going to be really hard to like keep those C-suite guys from Soul Cycles, Hot Works, F45s, the
Peloton, anything Peloton, like that,
or
Orange Theory, stuff like that.
That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking of, like Orange Theory. I feel like CrossFit and Orange Theory is the most compatible, like kind of mix, but they're done in such a different way. It's like they're controlling it from the top down because you're essentially like it's essentially, but there's not much control after licensing. It's like CrossFit gyms, like, you know, the ones that like are very 2012 and like, oh, we do it in a warehouse. We do, like haven't really redone it all that much. And it's not like, that's not really driving like your moms that want to go do try CrossFit, right? Like,
no,
they're going to just go do Orange Theory because their friends can go and it's a cool, like they have locker, like nice locker rooms and showers and saunas and all this stuff. Like, I hate to say it, but I just quit my affiliate and joined a Crunch Fitness, but it happened.
It happens, whatever. I mean, I'm in this like 24-hour gym in Gainesville that like has like bumper plates and like a barbell and actually has a rope, which is surprising, but you know, it's easy. I'm literally paying like $30 a month and I can show up anytime I want to. I don't have to take a class or anything, which is a good thing for me.
Right. I mean, I think even Globo gyms are kind of catching on that the whole like functional fitness genre of fitness is becoming a huge thing. So
yeah,
I mean, you know, at that point, at some point, like if you don't attend class that much or aren't involved in the community that much, don't get me wrong, I love the spirit of CrossFit. I mean, I met you guys like through it, but it comes a time and a place where you can make online friends. Like there's street parking. There's the Misfit community.
Mm-hmm. The Go-Ruck community.
Tank has one.
Yeah. Like all the different programs have it. And it's just like, I think the more like, and that's the best part is CrossFit is super accessible. Right. And you can do it at a Lifetime Fitness or Crunch Fitness. Now it's starting to lose. And like, this goes back to the question Tom's probably going to ask us next, which this is probably a good segue into it. Is CrossFit dead? And it's like, I would love to hear your two guys' thoughts on it before I give like kind of what I was saying last week.
Yeah, so, for context, let
Tom give the context. Yes, of
please
this.
Give context.
So Xander and I were talking, and obviously I saw I try to get as much like CrossFit content as I can get, and so I think was it Nate Edwardson said that kind of CrossFit is kind of dead, and then Hiller, and then
it was on Savon's podcast.
Oh, Savon, yeah. And so then Craig Ritchie kind of chimed in on thinking CrossFit's dead because it's like a little bit of a lull going on. Like the only news that came out like that was big was like, Tia Toomey pregnant. So, and then now everyone's thinking like, okay, is CrossFit dead if it's not really, because there's a lot of people getting not getting views. Well, actually it was from Coffee Pods and Wads. That's where it came from. And so Savon said to the podcast host, I'm having a brain fart with this, Peter, I think. But he's saying that like, listen, my podcast like has good numbers, great numbers, and not really anybody else is getting the numbers that I'm getting from like 6 months ago. In Exhibit A, like, so if you look at the Clydesdale, YouTube channel, which, I'm truly grateful to be on there. Okay. Let's just, I'm very happy. But if you look at the views compared to now to 6 months ago, they're dropped significantly. And so, and I've even talked to some people and like, okay, like what can I do to kind of move the needle a little bit to get more views, to get more downloads or something like that. And like, I don't want to be like the gotcha guy or like hot take moment or anything like that. Like the guys on like ESPN or something like that. I can have a little bit of a hot take.
You don't want to be a Savon. Yeah. Like that's the fine. Like, yeah. Like, and that's kind of my thing is like, I find Savon to be very, like, he will usually push the hot button, like cool clickbaity titles. But what do Hannah and Vic think? Because I will give mine after, cause I gave mine last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this part, not going to lie. It's like, I mean, I think videos get traction with where we are in the season. It's the off season. Like, I get Wadapalooza is coming up, but like, it's always dead this time of year.
Yes.
It's like,
yes,
the lull after the CrossFit games. Literally the time is August to January.
The only thing that's happened in the past 4 months, Rogue.
Dubai.
Rogue, Dubai, and...
the problem with Dubai is the four of us, because we're on American time, we wake up and all the results are done.
We don't really care about it.
It's like, and the Down Under championship, yeah.
Same problem. Like, and it's, yep, and it's just like one of the, it's an off season, like, cool. Like the only thing from Down Under that I even like remotely can tell you what happened is the Chandler Smith, Noah Olsen team won with, mm-hmm, whichever Pancheck was healthy. And the only thing I took away from it was like the one guy who was trying to get like the trash talking between Chandler and Ricky, and like you could tell like we like each other and you're clearly trying to create a narrative here, and it's
which that's dumb and I didn't even know about it, and I think I'm like pretty well versed in the sport, so I mean it's just this time of year, and yeah, I think like people like Andrew Hiller is getting views because he's going out and talking more than just CrossFit, and then probably Savon is also getting views, mm-hmm, because he's like, he's being a part of like Zello's games, and he did something with Wad Zombie, things like that. Or, I mean, again, like he has those little clickbaity shows or gets Dave Castro on, and like he's well connected in the space, like he's going to get views.
Yeah.
So, but it's just this time of year. It's always been this way. I've always get like a little sad because like the content, like you can tell people are just like trying to get content somehow.
Yeah. And it's,
dumb. It's like, just like, it's okay if like the season will come again.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the Buttery Bros did that. Like, I don't know if you guys watched it.
The Buttery Games.
It's like, yeah, it makes sense why they did that. They had to create something. Because there's just, and like, it's also a really hard time of year. It's like, you can think everything's dead, but it's just like, so most, I would say almost a very large portion of the world celebrates Christmas or a holiday, right? Yes. During December, it's usually a worldwide held, like, there's a time off period. Like, it's a very much like, you are not really focusing on like world stuff or like hobbies. You're more focused on your family and like taking care of like your local, like, close-knit family, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like we're building back into the season, and it's like, we're just, yeah, it was clickbait.
Yeah, and it's like, even like this time last year, it's like, okay, it's like, I think there's more traction because it's like Dave Castro got fired. Of course, it's going to, you know, that's like a huge splash in the water. So of course, we're going to hit the ground running. And then it was the rise of Andrew Hiller. And like, we had like all these things, and they're probably going to come again. It's just, it's going to come with time.
All right, Vic, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, Hannah had a nice little segue around having to create other content outside of CrossFit or work with other people. Like, that's where you see the trends around people still getting clicks, is you also have to broaden the horizon and make it more than just CrossFit. And I think that might actually be the solution to creating more growth inside of CrossFit, is finding a new way to get out to other sports or involve other sports figures within the CrossFit space. I've seen some things that the Buttery Bros do similarly, where they'll bring some people from the fitness space or from other sports into it and have them do some CrossFit related things. And that creates a bit of a buzz, but I think you need more of that in order to truly integrate the type of the message, and then also grow it outside of just, you know, all of us who are already bought in. Like, we're all bought in CrossFit, right? You know, think about it. We're talking about CrossFit being dead for right now. And as soon as open season starts and as soon as quarterfinals, we're right back in it. Mm-hmm. We're not leaving. Like, we're not losing our luster for it. But other people are involved in other sports right now. Like, they're watching football. The college football game is right now, actually.
Xander, what's the score?
Currently, it is... commercial break.
Okay. Sorry, Vic.
Go ahead. Exactly. It was 24-7.
Exactly. And that's on right now on the back of your TV, because you got to stay on it. That's the type of fervor that people are trying to generate within the CrossFit.
Games. It's like, exactly. Like, if we think about it, it's like what you're saying is like, this is the bookend to the college football season, right? And so the games is like, we're about to essentially start over. And it's like, we're like, the four of us are just early. Like, we are the... what is it? We are essentially at SEC media days of CrossFit right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you could essentially call Wadapalooza that, because it's like, mostly you go there, you have a good time. Like, it's like the camaraderie of the sport and the community first. And then you're like, oh, I'm competing too, and I'm trying to win money. It's
Wadapalooza is like pro day. Like the pro, like when they do pro days at the end, like right before the draft.
Essentially, you know?
So, I mean, even right now, like after this happens, after the college football season ends, they go right into basketball, but no one's talking about, oh, they got this freshman coming in for their football team next year in February.
Well, on the ACC network, they definitely are, because they just need views, but
that's exactly.
Hey, that was a
stab
to my heart.
We're talking about Clemson. I don't know who cares about UVA football. Like, that's not a thing. Never.
Oh my gosh, everybody cares about UVA football right now.
They have a football team?
What?
Oh my gosh. I think that's a really bad topic to say, knowing that.
I know exactly
you
know. What
I
you're
know, I know, I know.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I know.
All right. Jeez, I can't say that. I have a few of my coworkers that are like diehard UVA alum. And they're just like, you can't. March Madness, you see the bracket always UVA all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, always. But then we didn't even make the tournament last year. I don't even know what's going on up there.
Yeah, tell us about that again.
I literally don't know. Like, our point guard's 5'8". I think that's a problem.
Hey, that's really good CrossFit height. Maybe you should talk to him.
Like, yeah. I think he'd be a great CrossFitter. I need to talk to him.
That's how you do it. You gotta say, hey man, this basketball thing ain't working for you. You like 5'8". Come here. Let me show you this barbell and some. Let's show you how to do a thruster real quick.
Let me teach you what you're gonna do with like all your early morning weightlifting classes and like fitness sessions you do. And it's like, yeah, that's all you're gonna live now.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right.
So one of the questions I got for you guys. So with the CrossFit Dead thing, do you think more of like, you know, people like that do content should like do more collabs in the off years to kind of help out each other or whatnot? Or
so like, that's the hard part, right? Is like, you like, you see Craig Ritchie on Buttery Bros, like you see all these guys kind of on each other's, right? it's also a business, like, and Craig can't just like fly himself. He lives in Britain. Like, mm-hmm. that's the unfortunate, like, Craig is going to be the example here because it's hard for him to travel, right? To the big, because it's probably more expensive to get to the US side, but he has more mm-hmm. access to the European people or athletes. But the thing is, there's the European views. You'd like, you have to look at like who's watching your stuff and where's like your focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like Brother Bros do a great job getting people just to go to XL, but they also have Chloe Wilson super close by, and then Medeiros isn't super far. Like, they do a really good job of like partnering up, but it's like, it's a business. Like, you want to support each other, but you also have to do what's right for you. It's like, to Vic's point, like, those athletes they bring in from other part of the fitness community are great. I would also say like some of their sponsorships have a drive a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Those people coming in. And it's like, and I would say like, it's not a bad thing. I think it's good the way they do it, because it's like, I think they brought a bunch of like,
I mean, that's what they call synergy. That's what you call, that's what you call creating synergies within the space, like using Rain. Rain is a big, big in powerlifting. And so that's how you have,
a lot of stuff. The bodybuilding, powerlifting, they had, they have Thor, they had one of the
strong men, Rob Kearney,
all those guys, like, they, and like, it makes sense because it's natural partnerships that they're not asking for a ton to be like, hey, but like Rain also pays, like, you're our content guys, like, hey, can you do something? Like, they're all like, again, it makes sense. Like, there's nothing about this, it's like, those are the collabs, and it's like, everybody's like, there's two ways to kind of think about it. It's like, is it feast or famine? I would say most people, like, if you're really trying to grow your stuff and be the best stewards of your business and the fitness community, it's like, there's enough content out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to like be the best one holding somebody else down. It's just like, support everybody, but it's like, it's got to also make sense from a, you don't want to like put yourself in such a deficit of spending where it's like, okay, now I don't know if I'm going to be around in a year.
I mean, but here's the thing, like, a lot of these content guys are new, right? Let's put it this way, like, who are the most established content people within the CrossFit space? It's going to probably go Buttery Bros. Then it's Craig Ritchie.
Craig. I would say Craig.
Then it's Craig. And then Savon. But Savon's fairly...
Savon's different. Savon,
fairly
I would
new.
Say,
but
I would say Savon's is different too. If we're again, it depends on the content you're trying to digest.
If we're talking power ranking, if we're talking about who has more pull and has been in the CrossFit space, then Savon is already up there just because of his previous connections. But I mean, just organically doing it, it's Buttery Bros, Craig, and then it's Nate Edwardson and
Hiller
now, and just age-wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, with these new guys, or with all these new people creating content, you got to look at it like this way. Like, if you're going to collaborate and you're going to try to find a way to broaden your horizon, you got to take 10%, 20% of something instead of a whole lot of nothing. Like, it's the same deal, the same way as if you're getting into the business to make money and do it, like, you can't just be like, oh, I need everything to be mine, because no one's going to want to work with you. You got to earn, you got to cut your teeth, and you still have to take those losses, but still gain a little bit. And then once you really start to empower your name, then you can say, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this just all me. I know it's like, it's a similar like business tactic of like music, right? Mm-hmm. Same deal. You're creating content, but early on when you don't have the capital to back it, to do it all yourself, you need that extra help from someone else.
We're just going to leave their shady business practices in the background.
Yes. Yes. In the music very much space. So.
But it's
yes.
like, it just like, and then, but the, we're also probably discounting. It's like, how much stuff does like Mayhem put out behind the scenes? Like, there's so many other things in there where it's just like, it's hard to like, yes, people want to collaborate, but it's also just like, it's very hard. Like, you've got to establish like your separations, and it's like, Mayhem's not going to collab with Proven, right? Like, that's never going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, Buddy Bros goes and visits Haley Adams, and then they go visit Brooke or Tia when they're in Nashville, or like doing that stuff. Like, that just natural like kind of progression makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. All right, so next one is Wadapalooza. The main one.
The most relevant thing.
Yes, the most relevant thing. Yes, because it's not dead yet. So, so I kind of want to kind of talk about the teams and like individuals and stuff like that. So, I saw that Brian Friend gave a list of, and of course I don't have it on me
all
right now,
40 people that he decided to list out on the individual side, which I thought was like, Wow, bro, this is a very Brian Friend move.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, this is, I mean, it's giving people a shout out.
Yeah.
I want to be on this list one day.
Yeah. So the top five women he posted is Emma Carey for number one, yep. Emma Tall, number two, Dani Spiegel, number three, Sarah Sigmundsdottir, four, and then Andrea Nisler, five. Now, and obviously it goes from like Emily Rolfe is six, all the way down to like Paige Powers, you know, like all the way down to Olivia Kerstetter. Yep. Like, you know, it goes, the list, this list goes on and on and on. But do you think Emma Carey is, will become, be first place in Wadapalooza?
He's been doing very well.
Yeah. And the back injury, like the question is like, is
how's her back?
Yeah. Like that, like, feel like it's a relevant question, but sure.
I mean, if you're looking at this, at the field for women, and you're thinking about what she was before she hurt her back, Emma Carey was right next to Mal O'Brien at the Granite Games just 2 years ago. And it was like, holy crap, Emma Carey is going to be that girl. It was Emma Carey over Mal O'Brien for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mal's in. It's like, hey, nah, man. And then Emma Carey got hurt. Everyone like kind of forgot about her. She's like that. Like that top prospect who gets injured, like tears their ACL and comes back 2 years later, and they're like, "Oh, this guy is not meant to do a lot." And then they show up and they just burn down the entire stadium.
yep.
And they're just like, "Whoa, oh, we forgot that this person was actually better than everyone else." but I don't know if she'll actually, if she's got it all together to do one. I feel like she's going to be podium, but I don't know if it's going to be one.
Yeah, it's like, right. I, yeah, just like that. It's, and again, it's like the way too early to call. Like, Wadapalooza is like the worst thing in the world to predict, too, because you're like, who's somebody that's coming out of the woodwork and who's not? But like, Emma Carey coming back, like, I think she has a very good shot. I don't think.
It's also smart on Brian's point, just to say this, it's a 2 day competition. So usually someone who can bounce back and do the events faster is usually younger. So I think that's also another aspect to bring into it for competition itself. Like some people do better over 3-4 day competitions as opposed to just 2 or 1 days.
Right. Yeah. I can see that. But I mean, even what like Brian was saying on Savan's podcast, like everyone's saying that Emma is, you know, back to 100% again. So, I mean, just like looking at the field in general, like I don't see why like she can't get first. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say like, she's going to have some competition.
Yeah. I think the only thing is, it's like, how good is your swimming? It's like, it's such a, like a terrible thing to just pick out is like, have you been swimming? And it's like, I think Emma had a swimming background. I think.
Yeah. Like she's like pretty good at swimming. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and it's, to be honest, like I can't even remember like what she was bad at. Like, to be honest, it's like, what, like the only thing she did bad at Granite Games was take a chance, which like in the end she already had a spot locked up.
Yeah,
so
it's like, yeah.
I mean,
that's
well.
The whole thing. It's like, that's the hardest part, is like remembering people who are like, I took an entire year off, and you're like, the last time you competed was like August of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, she showed up to Dubai and then that's when it got
and took out yeah.
flared up. Yeah, because I'm looking at it, it's like I feel like most women decided to do team. Or they're not even coming.
Or they're doing both.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Paige. So let's say Paige is doing both.
Andrea Nisler, I think. Is she doing both?
I honestly, yeah, that's another good dark horse there. You only put Andrea as fifth. I think Andrea probably has a really good chance at winning the entire thing.
I think she has a chance of podiuming, but I don't know.
I feel like we've hidden Andrea Nisler on team for so long that people forget that herself, like alone, she's actually
really good.
Scary.
Yeah.
Like, she's
really, like really scary. Like with anything you put in front of her.
She is probably somebody like that shouldn't be like fifth, or like, honestly, if like we're being very honest, like, and this sounds really bad, like she should definitely be ahead of Sarah Sigmundsdottir.
I mean, like
I'm like calling like, it what I, it is. Like, I just,
I agree with that too.
I don't think that's a wild thing. Like there's also a really like, does Dani swim?
Dani swims. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Dani's a fine swimmer.
Okay. I would honestly.
I mean, she's from Florida.
That means nothing.
Listen,
like,
you
could be from Orlando and I could care less. Like, let's be really honest here. Like, I like just because you're like, I'm from Florida, it's like, cool. Like, well, I'm an Irish guy who lives there and I'm not tan. So it's like,
let me put it this way. Screw it. I'm just going to call it. I call Andrea Nussler win it. I think Emma Carey gets second and we'll keep Danny as third. We'll keep Danny third because I think she's had enough of a hot streak this past season and during Rogue, and she hasn't gotten injured, which was the number one thing that's been plaguing her for these past few years, is she always gets hurt doing something. So now that she's had a healthy streak, I say, you know what? Let's keep riding the wave. She's coming out to be the athlete that everyone has been hoping and expecting her to be. I mean, herself included. And this is the type of stuff that she can do. So, yeah, we'll go there. Those are my three for women. What about you? Who's next?
We gotta do the men. Oh, me.
Yeah, well, we could do the men. We could just do the men now.
I was like, yeah, we should really just like
move on to the men. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the top five guys: Rickard Gerard, yep. Roman Krennikoff, Guy, and Patrick Vellner, and Brent Fikowski. Now, I mean, I don't know how good of shape Roman Krennikoff is, but I really think it could be either flip. You could flip flop either Roman or Ricky on one or two.
Yeah. So. Like that's the hard part, is like that. Or like, honestly, like it depends on like where they're trying to position their season. Mm-hmm. If they're like just trying to coast, because this means Ricky is trying to stay primed for over a year and a half, which I don't think is probably the
what. And Ricky's doing team too, right?
Yeah, but like, yeah. So let's just ignore, like, let's just take the silo. This is just individual. I'm going to say Patrick Vellner could actually win it for the third time in a row.
Okay.
I want him to. I just think the thing with Pat is he does better throughout the weekend, and he only has 2 days.
Yeah.
Granted, like, there's more events on those 2 days, but Wadapalooza is always an amazing comp for Pat, because like, even like in his weakest workouts, it's always mixed with something that he's probably like one of the best in the field in. Mm-hmm. I think the swim's gonna be negated by the double unders and wall balls. It's gonna be a factor, but he could definitely make up some ground.
Yonikoski's winning that one.
he's totally winning that one. I think Ian third is actually like a pretty hot take. I think he can get top five, but I don't think he could. I don't know if he could podium. Not to say he isn't fit or anything like that, but you know, there's like one strength event. But I think the other guys are just gonna
this
do
field
better
is
than
stacked.
Him in the other workouts.
This men's side is absolutely like neck and neck. Like, there's so much talent. And like, what's crazy is if you're looking at the lower areas, you're looking at like Tudor Magda, Dallin Pepper, Nick Matthew. These younger guys are all hungry. What are you saying?
I'm just laughing because it's like, yeah, like this is like the most prime time we're inviting everybody off season mm-hmm. event. Mm-hmm. So it's like in my eyes, I'm like, everybody's going. Everybody wants to do this one, except for like. And I think, is it weird that I want to say, like, Roman is probably, like, putting Ricky over Roman, like, I think it's going to be flip-flopped in what actually happens?
Hey, I said
the first time Roman's showing up. I think, yeah, it's like, it's more of just, like, it's a toss-up, right? Like, mm-hmm. just kind of seeing how, and it's weird because it's only 2 days and they've only announced 3 workouts on the indie side. Mm-hmm. And they're probably going to have a fourth, like, it's 4 total workouts for all less than.
I feel like they're gonna do 5.
They might do an A and B workout.
Well, they are doing. A lot of A's and B's. They are doing a lot of A's and B's because of that. But it's like because of the like A and B workout for total of 15 minutes. It's a lot of A and B's, and I think that's why they're trying to separate out the scores probably. But it's just gonna be like This is a weird. Because it's a first time 2-day competition, mm-hmm. and it's not like enough events to Hannah's point and to like Vic's, like it's almost a toss up to pick anything. I didn't know Dick Froning was also just going to be like competing on a team this year. I just saw that too.
Well, I thought
he was retired.
He is.
That guy's never retiring.
So I was listening to the Savant podcast when he was on it, and he said, I guess like right after the games were over, they were kind of pushing him to do the. Originally, it was supposed to be like Angelo DiCicco with that team.
Angelo DiCicco.
Yeah, and so he couldn't make it because I guess like with his schedule of being a firefighter and everything like that, he couldn't take the time off, and so there was
Travis Williams 2021 semifinal effect.
Yeah, nice. And so no one else could fill in, and he's just like, okay, I guess I have to do it. So
that is the most like, okay, that tracks. That is
like, oh man, okay. Honey.
Sweetheart. I gotta go to Miami for a weekend. Oh darn.
Those Super Bowl tickets, you know, they're not gonna use themselves.
Yeah, I loved it when he was like talking to Savani and he's just like, yeah, like I don't think Hillary would want me to do like a 4-day competition, like right after the holidays and stuff like that, and leave her stuck with like the three kids. So that's why I'm only doing two and getting out of there.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, gotta run up the old Mayhem monies as much as they can.
Oh, of course, that empire is huge. Oh, froze.
Than I have individuals, because I think it's way cooler to see teams of three.
Yeah.
Repeat that again, because you broke up. I know it froze.
Oh, okay. I said I'm more invested in the teams for the weekend because I think they're more fun to see.
Yeah. Well, speaking of teams, so teams division stacked too as well. You got some studs. And the thing is,
you can't say it's stacked when they took everybody.
Well, I know, but still, like you literally have like. You literally have like
he's over here playing 2K with the classic teams.
Yeah, it's like I decided that I was just gonna use like Eric Dickerson as my running back. I took Tom Brady as my quarterback, and I'm also gonna put Jerry Rice as my wide receiver. It's like
1999 West All Stars versus the 1960s.
It's like I decided to take the St. Louis Rams all turf team. It's like, come on. Like, we can't just keep saying it's stacked. If we said it's stacked for each division, this is not like.
It's not going to work out. Yeah.
It's not going to work out.
Oh, there's a lot of good players on this Pro Bowl roster. It's going to be tough.
All right, I'm cutting this out.
No, now you have to leave it.
Oh, no, of course. Okay, no, but like.
So I'm picking, like, I'm just throwing this out there. I think the team of Taylor Williamson, Andrea Nisler, and Sydney Michelob Ultra is going to be the winners.
Oh my gosh.
I'm making it happen. I'm forcing this to happen to Sydney Michelation because I do know how to like say her name, but it's way funnier calling her Sydney Michelob Ultra.
It exists. But she's Canadian, so it's like, ooh, is there a Labatt there in the middle?
Yeah. It's like, so I think, like, honestly, I think that's the team. That could really, like, I have a very strong feeling that's going to be the team that wins it on the female side.
Are you saying they're really good? It's really stacked?
No, I'm saying that the experience built from the Mayhem teams under the tutelage of a 20-time games championship leader in every all-time non-retiring group, Richard Froning Jr., has taught them enough that they're just going to be like, hey, so Sydney, like, we have experience here. This is what we're doing. And she'll be like, okay, and that's literally it.
But they were with Haley last year and didn't win.
Let's not talk about why Haley's. Yep. I really think like that's a better team. Like, I don't think Haley. I think Haley's a better individual athlete than she is a team athlete. And like,
I don't think Haley's a Wadapalooza athlete. There's always going to be like one event that's just going to like stuff her.
Yeah, and I think there's also people that are like, hey, I really enjoy getting ready for Wadapalooza, and it's like, some people are like, I like using this as an off-season event.
I don't want to dig too much on Haley, because I feel like every time that conversation gets brought up with her, it's always like
it's the same conversation, beating the dead horse.
No, she's like one of my favorite athletes of all time.
The weird team that I see like could potentially like go really well, or like they struggle hard, is like, this is gonna sound bad, but I think that Annie Thoris daughter Mae O'Brien catcher daughter team.
Yes.
I like, that's either going great or it's not going at all.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see like how they actually work together.
Perfect. Cool.
I just don't know what's gonna happen.
That's perfectly good. And then like the Laura Horvath, Jamie Simmons, Gabby Magala team. The eye test, if I'm going through these like just on surface level, not knowing a ton of background, that does not like on Brian's list does not just give me like, oh yeah, they're totally winning.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the eye test. Digging into it, I understand why he did it. And then the Sam Corduroy Pants, Tyler Christoffel, Rich Froning team. I've always gotten Sam's name wrong, and I don't try it on purpose. I do think they could have a chance, but like Rich's team has also like outside of the they qualify through Wadapalooza here. Rich's team has never done well at Wadapalooza.
He's even said that too.
Like Brian, like let's put the history together on this one. Like I'm, and again, big Chandler Smith stan. So just throwing that out there, but they're my favorites to win this again. I think experience trumps the Rich Froning team. The really biggest like concern is like if you're looking at this and you see Patty V, Brent Fikowski, and Jeff Adler together, that could legitimately be a concern.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be between Travis Noah and Chandler and the Canadians.
That's going to be one and two. I think that's like you're agreed, and you just don't know how it's going to like go out.
Yeah,
like, and I don't think the Tola BKG Con Porter team seems fun.
Yeah, there's four people on that team.
Yeah exactly. I'll be honest, that's what I thought too when I read it. I was like, why are there four people on their team?
I looked at the team stats, and this team's winning.
So look at the first slide from Brian's team and then slide to the second one, and he decided to make the font smaller so everybody looked like they had two names. It's like, Brian, why'd you do it that way? But there like is like I honestly think like the DeLugos, Trex Paulson, Ricky Garrard team like has a very good chance.
My dark horse is Willie George's team. Willie George's Jay Crouch and Roman.
Yeah.
I think that's a sneaky.
I'm calling communication errors, and that's why they don't do well.
Huge, huge.
Sorry. Oh man.
I said communication. Gosh. That's it. That's all I said.
Oh man.
I didn't say anything about European border disputes. I said
I also didn't see that Nick Matthew was teaming up with Yonakowski and James Newbury.
I didn't know that either.
That's a fun team.
Because
no, the most fun team is the three Panchik brothers.
Yes. Yeah. Is Cole Sager joining that one too, just as like for photo ops?
I think they're just gonna tag Jacob in and out with Cole.
Yes.
Is Cole? I thought Cole wasn't even going to Wadapalooza. Yeah,
we're joking.
Okay. Well, I've never seen Cole and Jake in the same room, so
you haven't seen Scott Panchik with them either. Just throwing that one out there. And then I just realized this. I didn't realize the Smith brothers were competing together.
Yep.
They say that every year, and then people end up backing out. So I don't know if that's actually happening.
Yeah, the Panchiks. And so like that's really it. Like on the female side, like I think the it's Fee Sagafi. I thought it was Faye Moosberger for a second, but she's on a different team. I thought like the Alexa, like that one could be good. I think the Jacqueline Dahlstrom, Sol Sigurdsdottir, and Emma McQuaid team could actually like really like probably could be like they're
yeah.
gonna have one event. They're gonna home run one event and then just kind of probably like just be middle the rest of the time. But that's like, and I think. Yeah, that's all I got like actually on the teams, like the female teams, I think are very top heavy.
Oh, I didn't see that. Kelsey Keel and Winter Nicolette were actually doing a team together, and that's a pretty cool connection from the Move Fast Lift Heavy team.
Oh yeah.
As well. And mm-hmm. she's Winter's a straight up workhorse.
Yeah, I remember her, Heather Hudson, and oh my gosh, what's
Briley
Hansen.
Yeah, Briley Hansen. Yeah. So they did the barbell cycle thing at Wodapalooza last year, and they just absolutely destroyed the field.
Oh yeah, no, they were freaking nuts. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Briley did all the hand cleans. I was so impressed.
Yeah, Briley did the hand cleans. Winner actually was the one that did all the shoulder to overhead. And she actually had to do 4 reps because she had it over her head and she threw it backwards. She did like the old Rich Froning take and then like slapped the button. They're like, no, no, you can't do that. You have to put it in front of you. So she had to clean it and then do the shoulder overhead. And then like she still had enough time for them to win first place. And a couple minutes still like left over.
Yeah, no, they're awesome. I just like love seeing the matchups. Like, I mean, really, just like I want to know like how these teams even got together.
Like that's my thing. It's like you're looking at them like, what did like the Horvath, like how, like, Jamie who Simmons, age, like Gabby which McCullough agent makes sense? It's like, yeah, but like who asked who to be on whose team? None of these really like make sense. And then it's like, here's my thing. It's like, okay, how did Andrea Nisler, Williamson, and Michelob Ultra get together?
Right.
Because one of those three doesn't make sense. And yes. I think it's very clear. Then you can look at the – nope, I'm not going to use them as the example. I'm going to find a better team. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Chloe, Gavin, David, Freya Moosberger, and Kyra. Like, knowing Kyra, I'm like, that seems like a team from the clouds. Like, the Jesse Smith – Devin Kim, Brittany Weiss team makes sense because
that's right. All Invictus, right?
Yeah, it's all Invictus. Yeah. But like, there's some on here where I'm just like, it's more on the like, if you go deep on the guy side, it gets weird.
Yeah,
like, one of you makes sense, and then it's like, where like these are your friends.
It gets weird.
I just want to know how the Nick Matthew, Yonakowski, James Newberry team got.
I'm very interested to see that because Yona and James are both like water people, and they're like aerobic.
That's fine.
Yeah, essentially, he really can. Yeah, he really is. And then like Nick also has a pretty big engine, but he's also super strong. So I'm just that's why I'm like, wow, like that could be. I mean, of course, they can all be dangerous. They're all dangerous together, but that might be one that people might be overlooking. But one of the big things I wanted to kind of put out here is, did anyone see that someone who is retired on the women's side is sneaking in to do a quick team competition now that Tia Toomey has retired?
Carrie?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that this could be her little her entryway to go back in and say, hey, maybe I'll give it another shot. No, you don't think so?
I think it's team.
Yeah.
I think Carrie's going team.
You think Carrie's going team for the full season?
I think Carrie's going team.
Mm. All right.
I don't think that Tia retiring is getting these people to come.
It's not Tia retiring. Tia's not retiring. She's just getting pregnant. And now she's going to have a child. She's already pregnant. She's very pregnant. My bad. I'm sorry. You know what? It's been a long day. You know, y'all just need to come.
I'm just saying, if everybody, we ought to hold everyone accountable for everything.
That's
because
fair.
These are the takes that everyone in CrossFit depends on.
Tia will come back. And this is just a gap year for Tia. She's not done.
Here's a weird, like, okay, so is there anything else on Wodapalooza before we continue on with the Tia thing?
No, Wodapalooza, I think the only thing we want to talk about is organization and how it was last year. I think this year it's going to run a lot smoother.
I'm excited to get Victor's report back to us about how.
Yes.
Well, I already spoke to one of the, one of the event organizers, one of like the heads for Wodapalooza, and she was very excited for this year's rollout for how they were organizing and scheduling all the events. And she was very confident, and she doubled down that this year is going to be getting back to some of the grassroots of how Wodapalooza used to run, which I have no idea what that means because I'm new to CrossFit. But it also gets back to making the most out of the event space and keeping things running in a way that keeps everyone engaged, as opposed to the madhouse that it was last year, which was my first experience to Wodapalooza.
And it's like, I love everything that person told you. I just will completely, like, I would push back on, like, what else are they going to say? And it's like, hopefully, like, they did figure it out, and hopefully they don't have a nighttime swim debacle.
Well, I didn't know this was this was the format until it was all announced. She didn't tell me that they were doing a two-day team Indy. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
And so, like, yeah, my thing is, it's like, do we know, like, when did Annie have her kid and then come back? Did she, like, because this is all lining up for, like, Tia's, what, having the kid around June? July-ish, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard, like, right around that time, like, late June or something like that.
Right? Yeah, like, I'm not crazy here. I'm just trying to time this out if Tia does come back. Like, Annie's had hers right around the same time.
I believe that.
Like, either, like, late July, early August.
Okay, so it's, like, not crazy out of, like, the woodwork to be, like...
If we're talking timelines, yeah, it's a basically identical timelines.
Okay, just wanted to make sure, like, because, again, like, no kids here. Tom's the only one with kids on this podcast. I know that it's not easy to bounce back from that, from what I've heard. And I'm just...
Well, it depends. It depends, like, if it's, you know, vaginal C-section, or she's having, like, a hard pregnancy or other thing. There's, like, a whole...
There's a whole bunch of things we're just not going to get in there. What Annie has told people...
Different podcast for that.
Yeah, very different. Annie told us it wasn't the easiest. It's very well out there. And it's just like, honestly, I'm going to throw this one out there. Does Tia even need to come back?
No.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. But you know she's going to.
I think this was kind of obviously.
She'll come back. Like, honestly, like, if we're, like, being really honest here, I think she definitely will. Like, I don't see her not coming back. But I just, I'm like, okay.
I think obviously she's gonna come back. The reason why is because they got that whole little barn set up down in Australia. They want to, like, get the proven brand. Probably to get it bigger. Since they have, like, a training camp down there and also one up in Tennessee. So I think that might be the reason why she's coming back, just to get more people into the proven brand and to make more money. So she doesn't really have to work anymore after next year.
Yeah. I think a lot of us could argue that she doesn't need to work anymore now. But
no.
Like,
no.
Again, like, I totally, like, think, like, you put all this investment into the new gym, and it's like, it's almost like, do yourself a little bit of favor. It's like, it, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Let's put it to you this way. They got CrossFit money. They don't have professional sports money. They still got to work. Unfortunately. That's true. We're just not at the stage. We're not at that stage yet. We're still at the stage where, like, linebackers were working at meat packing factories and playing on Sundays. That's kind of where we're at. We're about 5-10 years past that, but you know what it is.
No, we're not. Like, we're definitely still there. It's like, unless you're like Joe Namath, right? Like, you're working.
That's all. Yeah, no, you're right. That's
like,
true.
This is very, like, you can make a very good argument that you're like a 1955 to the mid 70s football player right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably still working.
Yep. All right, guys. I know Hannah's got to get going. So,
okay. Bye, Hannah.
Final thoughts.
Okay, you guys can go. Okay, final thoughts.
Final thoughts, yeah. So Hannah, I'll let you go first.
I think water polo is going to be super fun, especially the teams, just because you're actually getting everybody to come to water polo and watch, because
stacked teams.
Yeah, because, like, people are like, this is way people stacked.
Really talented.
Like, the deepest field it's ever seen.
I mean, that's very true. So I think that's be cool. CrossFit. This is just the beginning of the season, so content's gonna come. I don't know. Tia doesn't need to come back. If she does, cool. If she doesn't, cool.
Hannah's the individual athlete. If she never came back, like, I wouldn't be like,
I wouldn't be sad. No.
Yeah, it's up to her. If she wants to come back, that's fine. Like, I mean, she just enhances the field. If not, she's gonna, you know, impact.
So you're telling us she stacks the field when she shows up.
I mean, she pretty much just, like, obliterates the field. But yeah, she can do what she wants.
All right, Vic, what you got?
Final thoughts, man. I'm just excited. I too am very excited for the deepest, most talented field. In the words of John Madden, you're gonna see some really good players out there, and they're going to score some points. No, I'm super excited for Waterpalooza, and then also excited for TBO camp. And just generally, final thoughts. Well, I'm looking forward to see Hannah beat that number 23 spot she hit last time.
Definitely. And you guys think I'm going individual?
I just think that you might, even if you go team, you're still gonna fuck around and find out what your individual ranking is, like you usually do.
Ooh, I don't have the freedom of a gym this time, so I want to be in the 8 p.m. heat. So I don't know. I think I'm gonna have a different path this year.
All right,
Xander, what you got next? Final thoughts.
Victor, have fun eating all the ICE bowls and whatever else, like, yes. Okay stuff you can get there. Hannah, good luck with your move. Honestly, like, Waterpalooza is going to be a great time. I'm hoping it just smooth sailing, great things. I think team side definitely seems more attractive to watch. I feel like that's just more of, like, this is the fantasy, like, the CrossFit fantasy draft. Like, let's see how this plays out kind of thing, right? Like, this is really the only part of the season you get it. I think those workouts, it's going to be fun to see how they're executed because nobody's seen like hurdle jumps and a bunch of shuttle runs. I think that'll be like a wild thing to see. And then honestly, just really excited to get reports back on TBO, see how TFX rolls out here at the end of the month, and then just kind of see how, honestly, like the open's 6 weeks away. So be prepared.
Yep. Oh, yeah. What happened? Are you not going to TBO now anymore? I didn't know that.
I got hired to TFX.
Oh, okay. You know, you got to go where the money's at. I get it.
Can't really just, that is, if people, like, honestly, yeah, that's pretty much what, financially, it just, like.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Hey, I should have gone.
My final thoughts, I'm looking forward to Waterpalooza. So I would like to do kind of like a Sports Center kind of thing, take on it, like do like 5 minute like recaps on like the, on like Waterpalooza, see if I can actually have time to do that, because my interview with Lauren Khalil from the Morning Chalk Up, she says
those
that really,
would be fun.
Nobody really does it, and so I'm thinking, screw it, I might just try it out just for shits and giggles. So looking forward to do that, and since I work from home Wednesday through Friday in the weekends, so
I might just call you on Zoom, Tom. You never know. I could just call you on Zoom while I'm at the
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah, definitely. And then I think, you know, maybe since supposedly CrossFit's dead, maybe get more collaborators and more content creators to kind of work together and stuff like that and see what happens. So there will be no dead space, just like the NFL. The NFL always has something going on every single year, every part of the year. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But all right, guys, thank you for tuning into the Touch and Go podcast, and we out.